USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a joint appearance with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House, President Trump strongly condemned the deadly rocket attack on a residential community just north of Tel Aviv. The president blamed Hamas for the rocket attack that came from Gaza and says the United States and our commitment to Israel remain strong.
Under my administration, the unbreakable alliance between the United States and Israel has never been stronger.
Democrats are still not ready to move on, even after Attorney General William Barr released the principal conclusions from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's completed probe, which show that President Trump did not work with Russia to sway the 2016 presidential election. New York Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler says until the full report is out, no conclusions can be made.
We have to see the Mueller report. We have to see all the evidence behind it. I certainly don't trust Attorney General Barr's summary of it.
This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Milk. Love what's real. March is National Nutrition Month and a good time to focus on serving your family a nutritious meal every day. Mornings can be hectic, but preparing breakfast ahead of time can help families slow down and enjoy a balanced meal together to start the day right. Pediatrician Dr. Ilan Shapiro recommends a wholesome breakfast made with real dairy milk for its nutritional benefits, especially for kids.
Serving your kids a nourishing breakfast with milk is an easy way to set them up for a great day. Dairy milk is the top food source for calcium, vitamin D, and potassium, important nutrients that many kids do not get enough of. Dishes like overnight oats made with milk can be prepared the night before, giving you more quality of time together and a peace of mind than knowing that you're serving them a nutritious, satisfying meal.
Prep for tomorrow with real milk today. In a glass cup or bowl, breakfast with milk helps nourish and satisfy your family. Stock up on real dairy milk at your local grocery store today.
The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee wants to scrutinize the FBI and Justice Department now that the Mueller-Russia probe is over.
What happens next is that I have been talking since 2017, the end of 2017, about the other side of the story.
Talking today on Capitol Hill, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham says there are numerous questions about the handling of Hillary Clinton's email investigation and the early stages of the Russia investigation as well.
What makes no sense to me is all the abuse by the Department of Justice and the FBI, the unprofessional conduct, the shady behavior.
The stranded Norway cruise ship is back to port after losing power in the Norwegian Sea. Passenger and California resident Gina explains to NBC News what the rescue operation was like.
Next thing you know, you're jerked off the deck and we're out here and the helicopter's over there because the wind's blowing like crazy.
Other passengers on the ship said they were expecting the worst. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
You might say some passengers aboard a British Airways plane experienced a tale of three cities, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The Monday flight seemed to go perfectly well until passengers realized their jet had landed in both the wrong city and the wrong nation. The British Airways flight from London City Airport was supposed to be heading to Dusseldorf, Germany. It ended up in Edinburgh, the capital of Scotland. The airline says the problem began when an incorrect flight plan was filed by WDL Aviation, which operated the flight on behalf of British Airways. The pilot followed the flight plan for Edinburgh, and the air traffic control officials were following the same plan and saw nothing amiss. The company says it was trying to determine the cause of the obviously unfortunate mix-up. The flight was refueled and set off again. This time it went to Dusseldorf. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
So far, no one has gotten sick, but people are throwing away their avocados. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains why.
An avocado recall after possible listeria contamination. Henry Avocado, a Southern California grower and distributor, says the recall involves conventional and organic avocados grown and packed in California.
The avocados in question are distributed and sold in bulk in stores in Arizona, California, Florida, New Hampshire, North Carolina, and Wisconsin. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.